This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rock and roll, meow.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott is in. T Mills on the ones and twos, baby. You're listening to Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And it's that time of year, y'all. The NFL preseason is rocking and rolling. These Texans are cranked up. First preseason home game. Preseason game number two. Carolina Panthers tomorrow at noon. It's a noon kickoff. Astros tonight, 7:10. Tomorrow at 6:10. Sunday at 1:10. You got Framber Valdez, Jason Alexander, and Christian Javier on the bump in that specific order against the Orioles. And we've got a couple of items, a little house cleaning here. Josh Hader, there's a little news on the Josh Hader front. Josh Hader has a left shoulder capsule sprain, according to the Astros. He's going to not throw for approximately 3 weeks, and then after that, next steps will be determined. So he's going to get 3 days rest. He was on the 15-day IL. That's going to get extended, obviously. And we'll keep you updated on Josh Hader. Also, today's lineup for the Astros: Altuve, Correa, Sanchez, Walker, Diaz, Urias, Trammell, Dubon, and Smith. If you'll notice, there's obviously no Jeremy Pena in the lineup. And I thought it was interesting, but you never know if they're just resting guys, you know, randomly or kind of how that works. But apparently Jeremy Pena was scratched for tonight's game versus the Orioles. Jeremy Pena is under the weather, Joe Espada said. He reported to the ballpark today, but is now seeing team doctors to see what's going on with Jeremy Pena, the shortstop. So hopefully that's just a little bug. Hopefully that's something that he can get beyond, and
maybe it's just the poops or something.
That'd be a little bug. Yeah, he'd be rooster tailing around the place.
That falls under the bug.
But hey, man, talk about that trophy that the Colts built. That's fine. I mean, get it in here one way or another. But the training camp is going on. Texans are rocking and rolling. D'Amico Ryans has said recently he's not worried about that 53-man roster. Cuts have to happen in sooner rather than later, to be honest with you. But D'Amico's not worried about the final cuts. He's more concerned about making sure that day in, day out, his squad is handling their business, and that means competition. And right now, there are several guys that are fighting for a spot. And B. Scott, I know you brought something up in prep here that's pretty interesting. I don't know if it's going to end up happening, with this offensive line, but you feel like based on what you've seen, it should happen.
Yeah, I don't. I want to be clear on the front end of this. I don't think that this is going to end up happening, but this is just based off of a combination of following, reading the tea leaves and following the reporting from the beginning of camp. Hell, even going back to mini camp, if we're being honest about it, if we're going back to OTAs, if we're being honest about it. But the way things have played out at camp, and then from watching yesterday, Clint, we were all there together at the Texans joint practice with the Panthers yesterday. And just from observing it and looking at Blake Fisher, honestly, man, I feel like Blake Fisher's at a point to where just if we're just basing it off of performance and what we're seeing right now, I feel like he should be competing with Austin Deculus for a spot. Like that far down the depth chart. When we're talking about guys that's not starters and not even necessarily your swing tackle, but a guy that might be inactive on a given week or any week or all the weeks, might be on your practice squad, somebody that you got basically stashed away in some kind of break the glass in case of emergency type of situation. That's what Austin Deculus's role and lot in life has been ever since they drafted him several years back, and he's left and come back and all of that. But he's somebody that has steadily gotten better throughout the years. He's somebody that offers you, I think, a limited skill set from a physical standpoint, but has all like the right attitude and right makeup and sort of the, you know, just the attitude that you want your offensive line's identity to be made of. He's got all of those things and has improved as a player. Whereas I look at Blake Fisher as somebody who just has so much work to do to become that consistent football player that if I'm looking at it, and if you don't tell me any of the context, don't let me know that Austin Deculus is a late round pick from a few years ago who bounces around on the team, who's on the team sometimes and is not on the team sometimes, and that Blake Fisher is the second round pick who's only going into his second year. Don't give me that information and don't give me that context and just tell me, hey, look at the guys out there based off of what they're doing and how they look. Those would be two guys that would be competing for a roster spot. Now, to be clear again, they are not. I think Blake Fisher is going to more than likely be on this team and certainly has a much better chance of making the team than Austin Deculus. But based off of performance and what I've seen, those are two guys that should be in a similar conversation of fighting for that roster spot.
What do you think? What do you think happened here? Because I mean, I know I'm not crazy. I think he's Deculus.
Fisher.
Yeah, Blake Fisher. I by no means was excited about him having to play tackle this year, but I thought, based on what we saw last year, that he had a chance to at least be a guy that kept you from having to play Titus Howard at tackle. Like, I was okay coming into training camp with the thought of, like, Blake Fisher being your right tackle. You can help that guy. He survived last year. I didn't think – I watched the film as close as anybody, and sure, it was a mess on all fronts with anybody not named Laramie Tunsil. But there was never a moment where I looked at the tape and was like, this damn Blake Fisher's a problem.
Right.
You know, it was more Shaq Mason, and it was interior offensive line play. That, to me, that was more the problem than the tackle.
And even when he was a problem, it wasn't like this guy doesn't have a future.
It wasn't glaring, right. Yeah. So what do you think happened? I mean, it's wild to me how he at this point appears to your point, has regressed to a point that he should be fighting for his job with Austin Deculus when he was starting in a playoff game freaking 6 months ago.
Yeah, so I think like in
not
an
even 6 months.
Yeah, it hadn't even been that long. Like, I think in an ideal world, based off of how they drafted over the last few years, think about this, Clint. They've drafted an offensive lineman in the second round of the draft in the last 3 years. And out of the three of those guys, it only looks like one of them, and that's the one that hasn't even played yet, the rookie, it only looks like one of them is even competing for a starting job, right? The other two guys are either second string or, in Blake Fisher's case, not even, because when they want to go to their alternate tackle situation, the answer is bumping out the guard to tackle and then moving the right tackle to the left side. So he's not even in a swing tackle situation. To your question, what do I think happened? I go back to D'Amico Ryans at OTAs. This was a quote from D'Amico Ryans on June 3rd, Clint. We don't have the audio clip, but I was able to pull the transcript because I was thinking about a very similar question on a similar vein. What is the deal with Blake Fisher? Why is the development and progression not been there? This is the thing that they've been working on with Blake Fisher And this was D'Amico Ryans on June 3rd. It's pad level, man. Like, we asked him about Blake Fisher and what he needed to work on in the offseason. And this was D'Amico Ryans on the third.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
3rd of June. Blake has been dialed in. Blake is doing a good job. He's getting to work in at left tackle, right tackle. The thing we're working on with Blake is pad level. Can he work with good pad level, work with good knee bend, and be in a great position to protect? That's been the challenge for him, and we're continuing to challenge him on that, and he's been doing a really good job of improving daily. Now, that was D'Amico Ryans in June saying that he's improving daily. I'm not saying that he hasn't improved at all, but whatever level of improvement that there is, it ain't improved enough. It's not good enough. I mean, he's slow off the ball in the run game, looks a little skinny, kind of a little bit frail to be an offensive lineman. And then just in the pass game, it's not good enough. It's not all bad. It's just not good enough to where you look at him as somebody, or at least I look at him, I speak for myself, as somebody that should be competing with somebody at the bottom of the roster.
Yeah, look, it wouldn't have shocked me one bit if he struggled, and you know, this is a guy that, hey, Nick Caley, man, you got to really give some help to that right side where Blake Fisher is. And because all the things, I knew he was underdeveloped. I mean, he's not as big. You stand him next to the rest of the offensive line, he's clearly not, either he's not as like physically gifted, or he's underdeveloped. Either way it goes, you can tell he's not one of those bigger bodied guys, and it's about length and speed. If you'd have told me struggles, got to help him, maybe the weak link in an offensive line that's improved, I'd say, all right, yeah, that sounds about right. To be so bad to where they've got to abort the mission of Tytus Howard inside to solve your interior O-line problems and play Tytus Howard at right tackle, you got to be awful.
Yeah.
Like, he has had to be awful for that to happen. So that I did not see coming. Yeah. Bad? Need help? Be the weak link? Cool. All the above. So bad you got to call Tytus Howard from guard to back to tackle? That is a tough pill to swallow right there. John Metchie, wide receiver, versus Justin Watson, wide receiver, I think is another roster competition there. I had the wide receiver room. When I went home last night, I sat down and thought about this for a while. It's not John Metchie and Hutch and Berrios. To me, it's John Metchie, Justin Watson. How do those guys match up here? Miles Bryant versus Rush Yeast. I don't know if that's as much a roster as it is a playing time situation at that safety position. And then the other question is, where does Jalen Mills, the new safety they signed, veteran safety, where does he end up fitting in long term? Is he a guy like, you know, just an older player that may or may not make the team and ultimately never see? Or is he a guy that they push out there and he actually helps his team sooner rather than later? We'll see.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.